Let's talk.
For the last few weeks, we've been in Ephesians 4, and we're going to continue that today and finish. We're going to be starting in verse 25 and read through 32, so follow along with me, please. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. As I was reading over this and studying, it brought back a time in my life when my children were small, and when I was giving them correction or trying to help them understand something, we had this thing where I would say, look at Mama's face, because I felt like they could hear me because I was close enough to them, but I didn't think that they were really listening to me. So this morning, I want us to think about if we're listening to God, ask ourselves, are we listening? We should come to a point where we live our lives as though we're looking into God's face, and He wants us to listen to Him. So today, as we break down these verses, let's actually listen and apply what He has to say to us. In this lesson today, Paul is getting very personal with us. You might say that he's getting in our business, or he's going to step on some toes, like we say sometimes. But remember, the Holy Spirit is in you for guidance. God gave Paul these words to say to us even today. Even though at that time he was talking to the church at Ephesus, these words still carry true for us today. Is God speaking to me? Ask yourself that. Is God speaking to me through these verses we just read? And if we say yes, that's great. If we say no, we need to go back and read them again and listen to Him. Sometimes we justify our sins. We say things like, it was just a little white lie, or part of what I said was the truth, or that joke was not that bad. Well, we are justifying those sins. There are still sins, and they're still as strong a sin as they were before we justified them in God's eyes. So we need to think about our sin, listen to God, and handle it the way that He tells us to. Paul is modeling truth-telling for us. He not only wants us to agree with Him, but He wants us to practice what we preach. In other words, live out what you say you believe. And I think that we fall short of that sometimes when we say we believe this and we believe that, but then when in our actions and our words don't show that. In verse 25, it brings out some good points, and it says, so what does it mean to live as one of God's people? The first thing that it means in verse 25 tells us we must not lie, especially given our oneness in the body. Remember, a couple of weeks back, we talked about the oneness in the body of Christ and how if one of us breaks down, then it makes the whole body lean. So because of our oneness in the body of Christ, we should not lie, because that puts a crack there and that brings sin in. Number two is we need to speak the truth in love. Sure, we want to tell people the truth, but if we're saying it in a manner or in a way that it's going to hurt that person, that's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to speak the truth, but He wants us to speak it in love. We see that back in verse 15 where it said, but we must speak the truth. And the third thing is we must not stay angry. In fact, that will, it is a fact that we will get angry. we do on a regular basis. We get angry. And how do we handle that? But Paul suggests to us here that we need to resolve our anger. And resolve is a word that we don't use a lot, but it's an action word, and it means to decide firmly on a course of action. So we need to decide firmly before we ever get angry how we're going to handle that. And when do we need to resolve that anger? Are we supposed to hold on to it, hold on to that anger? No. It says in the scripture that we're supposed to get rid of it before the sun goes down, or quickly. We need to get rid of our anger quickly. And why do we need to do that? So that we don't allow Satan to influence and encourage us to stay angry. Most times as humans, we want to hang on to that anger just because we're selfish and we want to feel mad and we want to be mad and we want to correct that person or we want to correct that thing that's not right. But that's not what God wants us to do. He tells us clearly that we must resolve our anger before the sun goes down. And the longer we hold on to anger, it allows Satan into our lives and he gets a hold. Then when we get really angry and act without kindness, he really uses that to tear down the body of Christ. In verse 28 says we should not steal, but we should do honest work with our own hands so that we can share with anyone in need. And most of the time as we are living our lives and we are whatever we do to earn money, to make a living, we are most of the time focusing on self and what self needs and what my family needs and all the things that we think we need. But the scripture tells us that we shouldn't steal, but we should do honest work so that we can share it with other people that are in need. In verse 29, we should not let corrupt talk come out of our mouths. Sometimes I wish God would just clamp my jaws shut, because sometimes I allow things to come out of my mouth before I even think about what I'm going to say. We should only encourage and build up people and give them grace. Now, I know, and I'm living proof of this, that when I get angry with someone or someone does something a different way than I like to do it, then it comes very natural to bash them or cut them down or whatever words you want to use. But it's wrong. It does not make it right just because I'm angry to do that. So we need to really listen to what the scripture is telling us. We should only encourage and build up people, not give and not cut them down. We need to give grace where grace is needed. In verse 30, all the things we do or say when we are angry grieves the Holy Spirit. This scripture not only convicts me, but it makes me sad that my actions and words sometimes grieves my Heavenly Daddy. We know how the word grief makes us feel. We know what grieving is. And for me to think about that heart breaking feeling that I get when I'm grieving, and to think that I do that to the Holy Spirit on a regular basis makes me very sad. And in verse 31, this part is really hard for me. Don't hold on to bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and slander, and malice. A lot of those things we know about bitterness. We know about wrath and anger. And the word clamor we don't use very much, but it means in an uproar. When we get angry about something, we get ourselves all worked up because we keep hanging on to it, and we get ourselves worked up and we get into an uproar. And then what happens? It starts spilling out of our mouth, and our actions and our face show how we're feeling. And then we start the slander and the malice. And the malice means to the desire or the intention to do evil. So even though we might not start out with that desire, because of how we let that sin of bitterness and wrath and anger take hold of us and let Satan in, then we end up with the intentions to do evil towards someone, to talk about them, to tear them down, not to build them up the way Christ wants us to. Instead, Be kind to others. Be tender-hearted. Forgive others as God in Christ forgave you. Oh, what a gift that God forgave us of all the sins that we've ever committed and will commit and have committed in the past. What a gift that is, that God would forgive us through His Son. Are we listening?